We are also going to the Arkansas Mailing Services hotline right now to bring on head coach of the Jonesboro Hurricane, Wes Swift, who had his shoot-around earlier today. And, Coach Swift, I know it's a tough task against Little Rock Hall tomorrow night, but your Jonesboro Hurricane are primed and ready to try and win another state title.
Yeah, Trey, I appreciate you. First of all, thanks for having us on. You know, we're sitting over here having a little lunch right now. And, we've already had a practice at 9 o'clock in the morning at North Clark High School and then had the shoot-around at Barton. And you're right. You know, our kids are ready, and 7:45 can't get here quick enough Saturday night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Coach, what are you going to do all day tomorrow with the fact that you don't play until very, very late?
Yeah. First, we've gone through this several times this year with tournaments, you know, away from Jonesboro and staying in hotels and kind of preparing for this type of situation. So we'll let the kids sleep in a little bit. It's about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, get them up, and then we'll feed them lunch about 11. Our shoot-around tomorrow afternoon is going to be about 2 o'clock, and then we'll take them for a pregame meal about 4, 4:30, and then head over to the arena, probably get over there around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Coach, I don't know how much film of Little Rock Hall you've watched and if y'all played them already this year, but what kind of problems do they bring to the floor, and what are y'all going to try to do as far as y'all's game plan?
Well, you know, we've played a lot of teams this year with size. The difference in Hall's big is not only do they have size, their size can play with their backs to the basket around the rim, and just because of our lack of size, that presents some issues for us. And so we're going to have to find a way to try and keep the basketball out of those areas within 4 or 5 feet of the rim in isolation situations. Because when you go double the basketball, then they're going to kick the basketball out to some really, really talented guards that can shoot it. So that, from that standpoint, that's our biggest issue.
Wes Swift joining us, head coach of the Jonesboro Hurricane on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Coach, let's talk about your point guard, Caron Ross. He's the straw that stirs the drink for your offense.
There's no doubt about it. You know, Caron's going into his third year of high school basketball. You know, we've moved him up as a ninth grader, and he just continues to get better and better. And I don't know what kind of superlatives I can say about Caron. Caron's a kid that I think any good basketball player plays a second or 2 seconds ahead of everybody else, and that's no exception with Caron. The thing that he's added this year to his arsenal is a three-point shot that's very consistent. He can shoot it off the catch. He can shoot it off the bounce. Everybody knows he can get into the lane. He passes the ball in traffic extremely well. He has a nice mid-range. But with the three ball, he's been shooting it well, and we're going to need him to shoot that well tomorrow night if that's a chance.
Coach, when it comes to running the offense, how much freedom do you give him? Are you calling plays every time, or do you kind of let him call some of his own plays?
No, and it's not just Caron. You know, one of my philosophies is we want to teach kids how to play, and then we want to give them the freedom on the court to actually do some of those things. And so we run a 4-out-1-in motion offense or a ball screen motion offense. And so usually we're in one of those two sets, and he has all kinds of freedom to make plays.
Wes, talk about the trip to get here this year. You were here last year, well, I say here, but in Hot Springs last year playing for a state title. Things didn't go the way you wanted them to. But talk about the trip this year to get back and play for a state title.
You know, last year was tough. You know, we go and we get a very talented Parkview team, and I take them double overtime. Actually, was a rebound away in overtime from winning that one. It didn't work out for us. And those guys, we have a lot of those guys back this year, and they have a bad taste in their mouth, and they wanted to get back here. And that's the biggest battle. And then now we just got to go out and play well tomorrow night. The road's been tough, as it should be. The state tournament, you know, we started off with Sheridan. We got by them. And now I'll tell you what, last Friday night, we had a heck of a tough game with Pine Bluff. A very talented team that just seems to be playing better and better. And I thought we took their best shot and played well in the last minute of the game to put some space in between us. And then Saturday night in the semifinals, I thought we played really well against the 26-2 Benton team.
Coach, when you get your team together, y'all come out here and warm up, you go back into the locker room, what's one last thing you're going to say to them before y'all come out here?
Just don't be scared to win. Don't be scared to go out and put your, you know, when you have an open shot, I want you to shoot it with the utmost confidence. There's only one or two things going to happen. You're either going to make it or miss it. And regardless, we got to play defense on the other end. So I don't want them thinking about open shots. If they got a good one, I want them to shoot it with a lot of confidence.
Coach, the last time Jonesboro played a state championship game inside Barton Coliseum, 1994, Jonesboro was very successful, won a state championship that year. I know a lot of people from Northeast Arkansas are going to make that trip down tomorrow to come watch you try and win another state title.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, not just me, but our team. I think we'll have a great crowd here tomorrow night. I know Little Rock Hall is going to bring a lot of people, and it should just make for an outstanding environment for the average fan to sit here and watch a great basketball game.
Are you guys the nightcap? Is that right? How awesome is that to be the last, you know, and be like, hey, look, guys, this is the best. The best is going last.
That's how we're looking at it. I don't know that we are, but that's how we're going to look at it. We're the final game of this high school basketball season, and we're just taking that as a privilege, and we're going to try to put our best foot forward.
The last couple, you know, leading up to this, I guess, from your last game, have y'all been scrimmaging a lot? How intense has practice been?
Practice is never as intense as I want it. I think this week I've been lucky enough to do this five times, and I think every week I kind of get frustrated about midweek. There's so much excitement involved in the game itself, and you're dealing with teenage kids that are wrapped up in that excitement, and they're going to be ready tomorrow night. I tell you what, today's practice is pretty good. I thought it was better than Tuesday's and Wednesday's practice. So I don't know. We'll just, you know, if we're going to peak, I'd rather peak Saturday night at 7:45.
Right,
Wes. I don't know how to ask you this question without upsetting you, but Hall is going for their fourth straight title tomorrow night. And do you look at it as we're trying to slay Goliath out there on the court tomorrow?
I don't know that it's Goliath. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I think it's their fifth straight one to play in. And like you said, they've won back-to-back-to-back state championships. You know, it's something that we'd like to do with our program. And I think we're just looking at it as an incredible opportunity. You know, that's it.
All right, Wes. Well, congratulations on getting here again. And it's tough to get here, and you've been able to do it back-to-back years. Good luck tomorrow in the game against Little Rock Hall.
Good luck, Coach.
All right, appreciate you guys for having us on. Thanks.